Rumi emphasized a little bit this. Now he goes back again to the guy and his question. Yes?
How the inquirer, for the second time, drew that eminent into conversation.
Definitely not, because inquiring is... Okay. The problem is somewhere else. Yes?
In order that his condition might be made better known. That seeker said, O you mounted on the cane, pray, ride your horse this way for one moment. He rode towards him crying, Listen, say as quickly as you can, for my horse is very restive and fierce.
What happened? What happened? Why the guy is answering now? Good question, no? Because we hear that the guy said, I'm not in business of question and answer, get out of here, and things like that. Rumi stopped and brought a long paragraph only to emphasize on that, that there are situations that there is no argument and business. There are some other stuff, like being drunk. Now, the guy is answering why. So pay attention to that one single verse.
Be quick. Listen.
No, first of all, the word of seeker is not really, because it's Taleb, it's more yearner, the guy who had passed the first barrier, it's Taleb. Then, riding the horse, there is no word of horse here in Persian. You see? You who are riding the bamboo, nay. What does that mean? Let's go back right at the beginning, remember? Listen from the reed. Here he's talking about the reed. So the guy is riding the reed. Remember, the reed meant not to be here, not to identify as I. Negation. And this, the vocal instrument, the talking, and all that, remember? That's the reed. The guy who is riding the reed means somebody at the highest level of this understanding, because that name is a state of mind. Who knows what a state of mind is that? It's the state of mind of a guy who is in faqr wa fina. Because only with faqr and fina you could negate really your real existence to become none, to disappear from the physical state of being, right? Yes, then he will say, there is this faras. Faras is, yes, is horse, is the riding staff, is all that. So, in one verse, he will identify the guy as a real seeker, a yearner, and the guy will give statement that I know that you are riding the reed. Please turn your horse around here. So the guy will do, yes?
In the title, why does it say Dogumba second time? This is not the continuation of the Muttasir, right?
Nothing then, Chimufti.
این داستان مختصر رو بعد آمد بالای تایتل میگه دوم بار در سخن کشیدن یعنی دفعه اولش
the first time didn't work. The first time he tried to ask a question didn't work. Second time he's trying to pull him. How? By admitting that
the first time he didn't have a horse or anything, he was sleeping, right?
You went above? No, the first time. The address was this, that look at the guy who is playing with the children and riding a bee. Yeah. So, yes?
The allusion to the horse probably comes from the name for this type of toy. It's a hobby horse. It's a stick with a horse's head on it, and it's called a hobby horse. So that may be why it's...
Yes, when they ride the reel, actually they pretend that that's a really a horse, and sometimes they add a head of a horse on top of it. Yes. Therefore, the guy will turn around, will ride towards him and say, hurry up. Yes.
Be quick, lest he kick you. Explain clearly what you are asking about. He saw no opportunity to tell his heart's secret. He had once made an evasion and drew him into jesting talk. He said,
why is he doing this? He's being kind, turning around, this time wants to talk to the God. But there are conditions. First of all, beware of my horsey, because it could kick you. Because the stuff I'm riding, that neigh, could kick you. Because neigh is very powerful, and you don't know what you're dealing with. And, hurry up. Because there is no time to be wasted here. He's rushing the guy, actually, to give up questioning. Yes?
He said, I wish to marry a woman in this street. Who is suitable for one like me? There are three kinds of women in the world, said he. Two of those are a sorrow, and one is the soul's treasure. The first, when you marry her, is wholly yours, and the second is half yours and half separate, and the third, no, she is not yours at all. You have heard this. Away. I start in a moment.
Did you understand what was he saying? First of all, he brought in a very serious story which came to a dead end. He turned it around. By rushing the questioner gave up. Realized that it's not the time. Why? Because normally when you think you have question, if you have a chance to have your question, what will happen?
You think more about it? You think more?
You start with a question before even thinking. When you bring out your question, you will realize that this is not it. Because when you're not a philosopher, technically you cannot really make it precise even, okay? So it's not it. Then what will happen? How you start to explain. While explaining this, yes, you are thinking. And that thought will bring in another thought. Then you mix up. You try to clean it up with more explanation. Guess what? The time's up. Because normally you need the entire time to explain that mixed stuff in your mind. Because when you have a question, means there is something that you don't know, right? That something is mixed with your thoughts. So when you're explaining, you crisscross it without knowing it. That's why talking with the philosophers is challenging, because they listen to you, they pause a moment, then they bring in some structured sentence that you cannot really move them around, because they try to define it, but normally it doesn't happen. So, Do you realize that? No, my secret, I cannot explain my question. What should I do? Yes, he used the word of joke. It's not joke, it's more irony. And joke, yes. He did a joke. What did the wise guy do? He didn't take it as a joke, did he? Very seriously, answered him. It was joke to him because he didn't know the seriousness of the problem. By the answer of the master, we will realize that this is a real answer, right? Let's look at it. What was the question? Will? What was the question?
How do you select a certain type of woman to be your companion?
Means blonde or brunette?
Oh, maybe if it's woman, it may have to do with patterns of thinking or...
Woman!
Yeah, intelligence.
Do you remember at the beginning, right at the beginning, we talked about this lady upstairs that you fell in love with? Apple. It's always apple. So the guy will say, how do I choose an apple? Because I know that the apple is not mine. Intelligence is not mine, is it? I take it from outside. And outside, there are several. How should I choose? Okay, I gave up. I understand that my education, primary education, was naive. Now I want to complete it. I want to find a real intelligence. How do I choose? I said, there are only three kind. The intelligence, which is someone else's, and has been used, and even the use, the benefit is out there. It's not yours. If an intellect or an apple of someone is used, but the outcome is not there yet, the babies are not there, it's half yours, half not. The only intelligence which will be yours really is a virgin one. You should create it. You cannot borrow it from someone else. You are building your intelligence. You need your intelligence. So, your intelligence should be virgin. Why hang on to the thoughts of the other people? You should start to think right from the beginning. Yes?
And the third, no, she is not yours at all. You have heard this. Away, I start in a moment. Lest my horse let fly a kick at you, so that you fall and never rise up. The sheikh rode off amongst the children. The young man shouted to him once more. Come, please declare the exposition of this. You have said that these women are of three kinds. Pick out. He rode towards him and said to him, the virgin of your choice will be wholly yours, and you will gain freedom from sorrow. And she that is half yours is the widow, and she that is nothing is the married woman with a child. When she has a child by her first husband, her love and whole heart will go there. Get away, lest my horse launch a kick, and the hoof of my restive horse land upon you.
Okay, repeat it twice, three times, warning that my horse will kick you. Means what? What is he riding on? His intelligence, isn't it? He's an intelligent man. That's all we know, right? A wise guy. This is what he was looking for, right? Someone with apple. Okay, the guy is riding the apple. But we'll tell this fellow, this horsey which I'm riding, within the children I'm riding it. Means this is a very good quiet horse.